and says, that was not the reason. I can't believe that what some folks say Jesus died for nowadays either. Amen. Somewhere along the line, somebody's missed the mark a long ways. For a little while this morning, out of the book of Deuteronomy, I want to preach something the Lord dealt with my heart about earlier in the weekend. I preached this before. Simple one-word topic, remember. Remember. Deuteronomy 32:7, we'll read from the 7th verse down to the 18th verse. Amen. And see what the Lord has for us this morning. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will shew thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in a waste, howling wilderness, he led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat of the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine, and milk of sheep with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But, nice interjection here, horrible interjection if you will, but Jeshurun, wax fat. Amen. I'm sure that a lot of us could hope that that would never have been said, but Jeshurun, wax fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, the gods whom they knew not. They to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that beget thee thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, I thank you this morning for the privilege of being in the house of the Lord. I thank you, sir, that your hand is outstretched unto this very hour. I thank you, Lord, that you have given us, God, warnings in your word. You have given us forewarning, sir, that we should observe. And when we see things, God, taking place like this, we should, God, have caution. And it should move us, sir, to consider and to look back and to understand, see where we have been moved from. May, God, you minister this morning. May we speak as the oracle of thee. May we set forth your counsel in the name of Jesus. May we stare. May you stare from the pulpit to the door in the name of Jesus. May you minister, God, by your Spirit. And may you touch in every life in the name of the Lord. Give you the glory and the praise, sir. For we ask it in the name of Jesus, Father. And everybody said amen. For just a little while, I'll take my text out of the 7th verse. Amen. The first few words. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. For a little while this morning, remember. Amen. Remember. Amen. I want to look at it. We could read through this passage and move through this passage of Scripture that we read this morning, but it tells its own story. Amen. I said it tells its own story. It's a bad story. It's not a good one. Amen. It starts out good, but it ends up wrong. Amen. I said it starts out right. It ends up wrong. Amen. Something's wrong with that. Brother Clendenin, amen, many years ago said, the greatest temptation to ever take any man or any generation has been success, amen, and prosperity, Amen. Brother Clendenin hit the nail right on the head and drove it all the way down. Amen. If you read through your Bible, you will find that practically all that failed God in the Word of God never failed God in the times when they are in battle, when they're in struggle. They failed God when the blessing had come and when everything looked like it's well. Amen. The Word of God says in the book of Acts that when the Apostle Paul is being taken to Rome, and the south wind blew softly, and they thought they had good sailing, conditions. And he warned them, don't you do that. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. We're living in a generation. Amen. I'm afraid that I talked to a lot of people. I talked to people who pastor, people who work with churches. And said, nobody needs God anymore. Amen. They have everything they want. Amen. They have weekends full of fun and laughter and whatever else they can do. Amen. So they don't even think about God. Amen. For the most part, that sums up a great deal of the nation that we live in. Amen. Sunday is a time for raucous business and play. Amen. Rather than a time of spending time with God and having our spirit renewed. Amen. And having God help us with things that are eating away at our, and fighting away at our life. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Somebody, it's a sad thing that mankind seems to have adversity, and catastrophe come before they realize how much they need God. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said these words, and I know people will probably take issue with Brother Ravenhill. Amen. He said, we've been cursed with blessings. Amen. Brother Ravenhill was just telling the truth. He said, I pray that we shall soon be blessed with cursings. Amen. I know where he spoke that at many years ago, they kind of got angry at him because he was at that crowd that thought that God only existed to bless folks. Amen. What they call blessing. Amen. Let Brother Joe just go ahead and explain something. Amen. It's never a blessing of God that leads men, away from God. Amen. I'm going to say that again. James says explicitly, God is not tempted with sin, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when led away of his own lust and enticed, he said. Amen. So man is the author of that. Most of what is called gospel preaching today, is simply mother indulgence in the leading away of man from God. Amen. Listen, they preach that you are loved. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said, used to preach you are lost. Amen. And you need salvation or you're headed to a horrible eternity. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I want to just look through the Word of God this morning about the word remember. Amen. The word remember. Amen. Notice how I want us just to see, as I lay a quick foundation here. Where did he find Jeshurun? He found him in a waste, howling wilderness. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Listen, that's where he found you at. That's where he found me at. David said, amen, I was in a horrible pit. He found me there with my feet stuck in the miry clay. Amen. In other words, I was in a place that I literally could never have gotten out of. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. That's where he found every one of us. He found us dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. I'm telling you, but God, amen, when he found if we read a little over into the book of Ezekiel, we find that he said, when I passed by thee, I saw thee, polluted in thine own blood. Amen. You dead. You dying. Amen. You've been thrown out. Your navel hadn't been cut. Nobody cared about you. Amen. But God said it was a time of love. Hallelujah. And he said, I put my skirts over you. And I said, when I passed by, live. And thou didn't live. Hallelujah. My. Amen. You might as well have church with me this morning. I've been having church all since early this morning. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. The world, is dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. And I'm going to say something else. A vast portion of what claims to be the church is also just in the same boat. Amen. They don't know what it is. Amen. To be victorious over sin. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, listen. Oh, I just can't. That's right. Nobody can but God. amen, will give us the victory. When I listen to the, amen, the testimony of that glorious Apostle Paul, my. Amen, a man who said, amen, his righteousness is filthy rags, but when he found Christ, amen, he found somebody, amen, that gave him the victory, amen, over all the things that he could never have the victory over. Amen, come on with me. Amen, I can tell you, amen, that man is sold under sin until something, amen, external from him or her, amen, has an influence in that life, we'll stay the same as we are. All the religiosity in the world will not change me. My, when he found me, amen, thank God, it was the time of love, amen to God. And he said unto me, Leob, I've come that you might have life, and heaven that you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Amen. Now when I say life, amen, that world gets to be an image in their mind of what they call life. Amen. What they call life is that Marlboro man sitting on that horse with that Stetson on, that nice little cigarette in his mouth. Amen. Now, what the artist showed is what that life turns into. Amen. When he's been eaten up, destroyed. Amen. And he's a wasted away individual, looks like a skeleton. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. That's what, amen, the world's life really looks like. Amen. But I can tell you, let me show you something. Amen. When he turns to Christ, amen, to God, he finds something. Amen. Jesus said, he did eat of my body and drinketh my blood. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. And behold, he shall never die. Amen to God. My. Amen. I'm telling you, he became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God by him. Amen. Remember, amen, for a little while this morning, he found him in a waste hallowed wilderness. And he said, amen, he delivered him. Amen. Come on, he took him to a land. Amen, God. Come on with Brother Joe into Canaan. These are all types and shadows, by the way. Let me just show you. Amen. He caused him to live in a house that he didn't build. Come on. If you're a Christian, amen, you live in a life that you didn't make. Come on. I'm abiding in somebody, amen, that was not my creation. He created me new. Amen. Come on, that new creature in Christ. Amen. I'm eating, amen, from grape. Amen. Listen, from the grapevines that you didn't plant. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I'm drinking, my mama used to sing that old song. You don't hear it no more. I'm drinking of the wine. Amen. What's she talking about? She's talking about, I'm drinking of the Spirit of God by the blood of Jesus. Is it flowing? Amen. Yeah, it's giving me life. Amen. Glory to God. We used to sing that old song. It's the Holy Ghost and fire. And it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Oh, I don't know. Come on with Brother Joe. That's where real life is at. Amen. It ain't this world. It ain't religion. It ain't dead, amen, dry fundamentalism. It's not dead, dry Pentecostalism either. It's in Christ. Amen. Come on with me this morning. So he found him, said, I'll let you eat. I'll let you drink the pure blood of the grape. I fed you with the fat of the bulls of Bashan. I fed you on things that you could have never ate from and never partook of, except that I had given it to you. Come on. Listen, Brother Clinton said, not a psychiatrist in this world don't want me on their couch because I can see things they can't see, hear things they can't hear. I can partake of things that they cannot even begin to know of. Come on, that's the Christian life. Amen. I can help. Listen, I can walk in experiences. We can walk in experiences in Christ. Amen. My, we can walk. What can we do, Brother Joe? What the Word of God said. We can walk in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, I don't even have to leave this world to do that. I walk right in this world in the presence of God. Amen. You know what's wrong with a lot of Christianity? Amen. Everything has become, amen, human endeavored. Everything has been tied back to the flesh. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Even the worship for the vast portion has been tied back to some emotionalistic business. Amen. When it should have been tied, amen, to a spiritual connection with God. Amen. Where I, amen, am at unity with Him. And now, because of that unity, amen, songs spring it up out of my innermost being. When I sing them choir songs, amen, I get happy. You know why? I'm thinking about something, amen, that's happened to me. Come on, Brother Joe. If it ain't happened to me, I can tell you, I can't get a whole lot emotional about it. But when it, if it's happened to me, it's starting in my spirit. Amen. My. That's the difference between, listen, Brother Tony's talking about a while ago, but all these big singers and this and that and the other. People don't know the difference between worship and entertainment anymore. Amen. Something wrong with that business. Hear me? Amen. Worship, amen, comes out of that heart. It comes out of truth. Amen. It comes out of a real experience with God. My. Amen. It comes out from the south side of that altar. You hear me? Amen. That river flows. I said, that river flows. Come on with me this morning. That river gets to flowing. It don't matter where you at. It don't matter who's around you. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you it'll flow. And when it flows, amen, if somebody will allow it to come in their life, it'll produce life. You hear me? Amen. That's what we got to have. What you preaching, preacher? Remember. What did God do? Many times He got on the children of Israel and said, you remember. Hey, take a look back. You remember when I used to walk with you in the love of thine espousals, Jeremiah chapter 2? You remember when I used to have an experience with me? You remember that? Some folks have been so long they can't even remember it anymore. Come on. I can tell you we better look back and remember. Hey, man, we better go back to walking with Him. The world ain't fixing. Come on. I said the world ain't fixing to get any better. All the signs that Brother Joe sees in this world says that it's going to get worse. Hello? Our vice president, and I thank God for him, amen, is addressing Christian colleges. I don't know how many Christians he's addressing. Come on, you just pardon, Brother Joe, but that's just the way I feel. Amen. I'm afraid they're quite a minority there. Hello? But he's warning them and telling them, you go ahead and get ready for persecution. Amen. It's coming. My, listen, Brother Joe could tell you that by the Word of God. You know why? Because the Word of God says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus might suffer persecution. Oh, pardon me, I had the wrong word. Shall suffer persecution. Amen. We've mentioned this morning. Amen. That nurse in England got fired from her job. She goes to court. Amen. The judges, one of them was an Indian. Amen. From India. And that'll be his moved over there. Amen. By his name. Amen. He's got an Indian name. Let's put it that way. Amen. Rules that they done right by firing her because what she done was not acceptable in British society. What'd she do that was so horrible, Brother Joe? She gave a patient the Bible, told him about Jesus, and said that if you'll let the Lord, He'll help you with this cancer. Yeah, for that, amen, she's committed a crime. Come on, Brother Joe. Come on. But listen, was she bitter about that? No, she remembered something. She remembered what the Lord's done for her. Hello? She come from Ghana. Amen. You ever read and studied about Ghana? I'm telling you, it's not a high living place. Come on, Brother Joe. But there's a lot of good Christians seemingly coming out of Ghana. Amen. I thank God for them. Amen. Don't matter what color you are. Don't matter what race or creed. Amen. I can tell you we are. He's made of all men of one blood. He's made every nation. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we get to heaven, it's going to be red, yellow, black, and white. They are all precious in His sight. Amen. My God. And they're going to be good children of God from every corner of the world. Let me get where I want to preach this morning. I got to hurry. Amen. God give us something. We have duties to remember. Duty. It is our duty. Deuteronomy 6:4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Hello? And these words which I commanded this day shall be in thine heart. Uh-oh. Let me go back. And these words which I commanded this day shall be written in a book somewhere sitting on your fire. Oh, pardon me. Shall be in thine heart, in your spirit. Until God's Word gets in your spirit, it will have no effect at all. Amen. Alexander Scorby can read it. Amen. To you as you ride down the road day by day. Amen. But if it don't reach your spirit, amen, it will not change you, not even one whit. Amen. Might put you to sleep. Amen. But it won't change you. Amen. Oh, listen. Amen. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Amen. Jesus is explicit. Amen. My. So this shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them carelessly. Oh, pardon me. Diligently unto thy children. Amen. This is Memorial Day weekend. Hello? Memorial means in memory of, or in remembrance of. Hello? You know, we got this, amen, when you got the communion table, on the front of the communion table says, do in remembrance of me. Two things that Christ instituted, amen, was water baptism and the Lord's Supper. Two great institutions in the body of Christ. Amen. Both of them have reason and purpose, and both are, amen, are set for one purpose, to remember Him. And remember what He's done. Amen. And live in dedication to the One that has delivered us from the curse of sin. Amen. Come on. Every time we listen, when we've taken that cup and with that wafer, amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. We are saying, Lord, I am a co-partaker with You in the work of God. I'm identifying with You. I'm remembering You, what You've done on that cross. And Lord, I identify with You. I go all the way back with You to that cross. Come on. Amen. That's what I... Listen, He died on that cross from the foundation of the world. Amen. If I want to listen, every person that's going to have that experience has got to go to Calvary. You can't get there without going by Calvary. Amen. I remember, Lord. Let me move along. Amen. I said, shall diligently tell the teaching diligently, thy children shall talk of them, and when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Sounds like that's going to be pretty much the topic. Amen. Of conversation. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe. Amen. What the Word of God says here. Amen. And I'm going to lose it. And when thou shalt bind them for a sign, amen, upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. I know the Pharisees took those things and made them into fleshly, amen, religious pomp and ceremony. Amen. When He said, thou be as frontlets before your eyes, what He meant was the Word of God would always be like it was hanging before your eyes, so that when everything you done, the Word of God was directing your path, amen, and setting your order and your conduct. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. When He said, you wrote them on your hand, amen. Come on. That's so that every time you look at what your hands are doing, are they in accordance to the Word of God? Amen. Come on. What are you doing? I'm remembered. He said, put on your hand. Amen. Before your eyes. Amen. And He said, put them on the post of your house and on the gatepost, so that when somebody comes, amen, they know they're headed into a godly home. Come on with Brother Joe. Listen. You just imagine with me this morning how much difference it'd make in this nation if folks would do just that. Can you imagine with me in just a short order of time how much change that there would be for the better in this country? Amen. Come on. You can go to people's houses and they don't even hardly know who Jesus is in this country. Come on, you can go visiting. Amen. They've been raised in such a heathenistic way, they hardly know anything about God. That didn't used to be. Hello. I said it didn't used to be. Amen. Come on. Hey, back several years ago, amen, there was some happenings out at Pace. And, amen, we wound up getting the ACLU, the Antichrist Lawyers Union. Amen. That's what I call them. I call them that. They're standing here sitting on the front row of the church this morning. They're an Antichrist lawyer. Everything. Don't believe they're Antichrist. Amen. You change the religion. Amen. And they'll let you teach anything you want to. Amen. Done been proved. Amen. But when you name the name of Jesus, suddenly they are vehemently against any kind of religion being taught. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But they've put mandates that says that you will not. Amen. Many folks spoke up, I don't want to do this anyway. I said, I just never said a word. Amen. I don't have to say a word. I don't have to think about what that judge said. Amen. Why? Because I don't know what I'm going to do. Amen. I meet somebody and the Lord gives me something to say, I'm going to say it. Amen. If they come and say, we will leave you your job, I'll say, God, I got another one somewhere down the road that He'll give me just like He gave me the one that I had here. Hello? Come on. Where's our confidence in God? Amen. Oh, you know, a lot of times, you know, any time that you and I let fear move us, we've lost sight of God. You know what we did? We need to remember. Amen. Thank God for remembrance. You see, people who remember, amen, usually fare a lot better off than people who don't. Amen. You know what's wrong with, amen, most of humanity now? They don't remember why they got in the mess they got in when they got in their last mess. You know what they wind up doing? They wind up going back and doing the same thing again, getting back in the same mess they got in the first time. Amen. Man who claims to be intelligent, amen, wise and learned, amen, has got a problem. He can't remember. Amen. Used to say that about my baby brother. He had short memory about his whippings. Amen. Grandma get on to him. 5 minutes later, he done forgot all about what he got to whipping about, and he's doing it again. Well, what happened, Brother Joe? Grandma's whipping him again, too. Amen. Come on. Listen, God wants us to remember. Amen. When I went to the United States Air Force, they said, we got two kinds of discipline this here Air Force. Amen. We got what we call, amen, what we'd like you to practice is called self-discipline. Amen. Where you remember what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do and behave, and then we won't have to step in and take control. But if you don't want to use that one, so we got another one. Amen. We call it our kind of discipline. Amen. If you don't want to keep the rules, if you want to break all the laws, amen, we'll just put you down there in the brig. Amen. And we'll make you march up and down the side of the highway and pick up trash. And when you got to go to the chow hall, we'll march you in there, amen, like a bunch of prisoners and let you eat in front of everybody. Amen. Looking like the fools that you are. Whoops. I don't even know if they do that much anymore. But when I was in, they did. Amen. When I was in the United States Air Force, we was in a foreign country, and you didn't pay your debt to a merchant town, they'd put you in the brig. Amen. Take your, amen, money and pay that merchant for you. Come on. How many folks, amen, give God a bad name now? Don't even think twice about it. Amen. Let me hurry. God wants us to, it's our duty to remember. Listen. And it shall, listen, if you write them on the post of thy house and on the gate, and here is the results. And it shall be, didn't say it might be, he said, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fieldest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord that gave it all to you. Amen. Hey, Bill and Joe, hurry. I got to move on. God said it's our duty to remember. Amen. The results of failing to remember. I want to move here. Judges 2 and 8. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of the inheritance of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres in the Mount of Ephraim on the north side of the hill Gash. Amen. By the way, Timnath-Heres means a portion of the sun. Hallelujah. He had a portion with God. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. That we can have that if we want it. Amen. And so what did he say? And all these generations died that were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works by which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam and forsook the Lord God of their fathers. Amen. That's the results. Take a look, amen, at our nation today. Amen. Take a look at what goes on in our nation, and it will show us the results of failing to remember God. Amen. You know why? Amen. There are guns being used in schools. Used to, people can listen. Amen. When I was a boy, it wasn't nothing uncommon for, amen, folks to drive to school in their pickup trucks, guns hanging in the gun racks. Nobody's been shot. Amen. Ain't nobody got to sit in fear of their life. Amen. Guns been around for a long, long, long time. You know what hadn't been around? The absence of God. Amen. Come on. Oh, I'm going to tell you, when God's visiting, amen, man devolves, amen, into the pits. You hear me? Amen. My, I'm telling you, it gets really bad, amen, when it gets down as young as fifth and sixth graders, amen, that are carrying guns to school to shoot up somebody that's done a little wrong. Amen. That don't come from a problem with guns. That comes from a problem of the absence of God. Whoo! Amen. Put them Ten Commandments on the wall. Amen. Read that book of life. Amen. In the morning. And talk to somebody who's able to change everybody sitting in that class. Here, Brother Joe. Oh, come on, Father. I feel like preaching. Amen. I said, open that book of life. Amen. When them Bibles was laying on them teacher's desk, amen, and devotions were done, amen, the mornings in school, amen, and prayers were had, amen, there was a whole lot less trouble going on. Anybody can't see that is denying the facts. Willingly being ignorant. Amen. I said they're willing. The Word of God warned us that they'd be willingly ignorant, didn't it? Peter said, amen, up in the time our fathers fell asleep, all things remained the same as they were, of which he said they are willingly ignorant, that the world was of old standing in the water and out of the water, that first world being destroyed, reserved unto a judgment by water, but now is reserved unto a judgment by fire. Whoo! Behold, I have not given these commandments just to give commandments, says the Lord, but for the welfare of humanity, for the well-being of my people, saith the Lord. I have given instruction in righteousness, that men should walk in them. And behold, if they will walk in them, saith the Lord, then they shall reap the benefit of obedience unto me. And behold, I'll deliver them, I'll keep them. And behold, I'll protect them, saith the Lord. But if they do not, then they shall reap that which all the world shall reap that walketh apart from me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. I got to quickly move. Amen. What are we to remember? We remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. We remember that there is a day that the Lord has appointed that we are to spend time with Him. Do you realize, I don't know how much you study statistics, they just done a study that probably just caused some of those lefties' minds to just pop completely out of their head. Because you know, according to the leftists, the women ought to be they live in with trolls and you know, gorillas and such. That's what they call conservative men that love God. That's what the left calls them. But they found out, amen, that the happiest homes are the ones that go to church, amen, love God, and attend more than one service a week usually. Imagine that. Amen. I'm sure that nice statistic will get dumped somewhere in the back corner, amen, and hid under something real quick like. Amen. We can't have that kind of knowledge getting out. That's bad for business. Amen. Come on. I could have told them that. Why? Because this book right here says that. Amen. If you'll obey God, you want the real secret of success in life and the real joy? Amen. Serve God. Remember God. Love God. Amen. Amen. If you want real blessings, amen. Amen. You serve and love the real blesser. Let me hurry. Numbers 15:39. It shall be unto you for friends that you may look upon it. Remember all that commandments of the Lord and do them. Didn't say just look, just to remember to do them, and seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whoring. In other words, don't go your way, go God's way. Amen. That you may remember and do all my commandments, verse 40, and be holy unto your God. Deuteronomy 5:15, remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Deuteronomy 24:9, remember what the Lord thy God did unto Miriam by the way, after that ye were come out forth out of Egypt. In other words, we all remember that little episode. Amen. How she, amen, got a little bit out of shape. And it cost her. Amen. But you can also remember the mercy of God that He allowed him to bring her back into camp. just a few days down the road. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. And listen, the next person, whether it's Miriam, whether it's a male, female, whoever that is, man, woman, boy, girl, cost them the same thing. Amen. Remember. Let me hurry. And remember, let me move down. Deuteronomy, Joshua 1 and 13. Remember the word of the Lord which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, Amen, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Ecclesiastes 12 and Rome. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Amen. Luke 17 and 32 said, remember Lot's wife. Amen. Three short little words, amen, that'll do well to remember. Amen. She, amen, had a lot of problems. She couldn't turn loose, amen, of the world. She didn't remember God. She remembered what she thought she had down there in Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. They are like, amen. Jesus had a rich young ruler come to him and ask, what must I do? Amen. And good master, he called him. Jesus said, there's none good but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. And he said, you go give away your wealth, give it to the poor, sell it. Amen. And come on and follow me. And amen. He said, he went away sorrowful, for he had great riches. Amen. What's he saying, Brother Joe? He could not turn loose of what he had. Amen. When he had life standing before him that he could have took a hold of, he chose to take that which he's going to lose in the end. They are teeming thousands upon thousands of people in this country and around the world that cannot turn loose of what they've after in this life, amen, in order to take a hold of life. They'd rather have something down here than to have eternal wealth in God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But Jesus said, is it going to benefit that man? What in the world is going to happen to him if he gained the whole world and he loses his soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for that? Amen. Come on. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You can't buy it. Amen. Wicked Mary, Queen of Scots, amen, that put many people, amen, to death. Amen. Said in her dying moments, if I could, I'd give up to half my kingdom for another hour, but I can't do it. She couldn't buy any more time. She's out of it. But she could have had life. She chose not to. She didn't remember the right things. Listen, I got to hurry. I'm closing right here. If we will remember, God will remember. If we will remember, then God will remember. Genesis 5 and 1, 8 and 1, pardon me. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the north of the earth and the waters assuaged. Amen. God remembered. Come on. Genesis 9 and 15. And I will remember my covenant, God said. That was just between me and you and every living creature. In other words, God said, I had a covenant with Brother Noah. And God said, I'll remember Noah and I'll remember the covenant. Amen. Oh, you know, hello, Mr. Buttigieg. Amen. That we got a progressive gospel. No, we don't. Amen. In a progressive gospel, God forgets His covenant. He forgets about you. Amen. But in the God that I serve, well, the God of heaven says, my word is ever settled in heaven. Amen. I change not. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He don't forget. Amen. I'm going to sing that song. Amen. Remind me. Pardon me, I've done two laps. Let me hurry. Genesis 19 and 29, and when it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. And sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities which Lot dwelt. Amen. Genesis 30 and 22, and God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. Exodus 2 and 24, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, talking about the children of Israel. Exodus 6 and 5, and I also have heard the groaning of the children of Israel whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Amen. Numbers 10 and 9. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy which oppresses you, then you shall blow on the alarm with the trumpet. So in other words, you're going to call on God. Hallelujah. Listen, Amen. My. And you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. 1 Samuel 1:19. Amen. And they rose up early in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house, into their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Hallelujah. My. Why did the Lord remember her? Because she remembered the Lord. Amen. She's honorable. Amen. She's loved God. She's sought God. And God's remembered her. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Let me hurry on. 2 Kings 20:1. Most of us know the story in 2 Kings 20. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to see him and said, "Thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, "I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight." And Hezekiah wept sore. Amen. Verse 4. And it came to pass before Isaiah had gone out of the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee." Amen. What was he doing, Brother Joe? Hezekiah loved God, obeyed God when it wasn't popular. He tore down the groves, had the house of God cleaned out. Amen. Brought the priesthood back in the order that God had established. Amen. And I'm telling you, when the gavel fell, amen, old Brother Hezekiah could turn over and say, "Lord, amen, remember now, Lord, I've remembered you down through the years." Hey, amen. Come on with Brother Joe. And God remembered Brother Hezekiah. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I want God to remember me. Amen. So listen, God said, "I'll add 15 years. We all know the story about the sun, the dial, 10 degrees forward or 10 degrees back. Amen. I'm going quickly. I'm fixing to close. Brother, Jeremiah had been faithful to God. You can find them in the book of Lamentations. Amen. That the king had Jeremiah thrown in the water pit. Everybody seemingly probably forgot about old Brother Jeremiah. Amen. He's in that pit. It holds water. The rainy seasons have come. Amen. And the waters, amen, has risen up. Come on. God hadn't forgot about old Brother Jeremiah. Amen. While Brother Jeremiah's in that pit, amen, he says, "The waters went over my head and said, I cried unto thee." And he said, "In the hour that the day and hour that I cried unto you, said, thou came and stoodest by me and said, fear not." Don't worry. Amen. I got it. I don't know what God did. I don't know how God did it. One day, Lord willing, amen, I'm going to ask Brother Jeremiah. I said, "I'd just kind of like to know. Amen. When you was in that water pit, brother, amen, how'd that all go down? We got plenty of time. How about you just tell me about it? Amen. God, they thought they got the first scuba equipment greedy by man. God made it without a tank. Amen. I don't know if he gave old Brother Jeremiah a temporary set of gills. Amen. So he can breathe through that water. Amen. But nevertheless, he lived through a time when he should have been dead. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God wasn't through yet, though. Amen. There's an old Ethiopian. Amen. Servant in the house of, amen, house of the king. Amen. And God got to bother an old Ebed-Melech. Amen. Ebed-Melech. Amen. I believe that's the way his name was pronounced. Amen. The servant of the king. Amen. Believe you me, he's a servant of a king higher than the king of Israel. Amen. And by the way, for what God's trying to get him to do, he could have lost his head. Amen. Because he goes in to see the king, amen, on his own business. And said, "Look here. Amen, old king. Remember old Jeremiah's down yonder in the water pit. Amen. Why don't you let me, amen, me and somebody, amen, a few other folks go down there and get the old brother out." Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Down to that water pit they go. Amen. Pulled him out. Amen. God wasn't through remembering yet, though. Come on with me. There comes a time, amen, when the old captain of the host, amen, of the armies that had besieged, amen, Jerusalem, amen, there they stood, amen, before him, and he told old Ebed-Melech and old Jeremiah, amen, everybody else is going to captivity, but he said, the land before you, God's remembered, amen, two folks have obeyed God, amen, while everybody else is going into bondage, amen, you can go wherever you want to go, you at liberty. Woo! Come on with Brother Joe. I want to remember him. I'll not forget you. Behold, I remember you, saith the Lord. And behold, I'll come unto you. And behold, I'll deliver you. Behold, I say unto thee, I'm a faithful God. I change not. Oh, behold, therefore your sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am a God that will keep my word. Yea, have I spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass, saith the Lord. Amen. Father, I thank you this morning for the grace that we stand in and rejoice. I thank you because you're yet the same. I thank you because you're faithful. That's your word, sir, is faithful. The promises of your word are still yea and amen to them that believe. May you minister, Lord, in this house. May your will be done in every life. And may we remember of a truth. May we remember you. May we remember your goodness. May we remember your commandments. May we remember, sir, that which you have appointed unto us and that which you have given us to do. May we, God, remember us and embrace that with all diligence that, sir, in the time to come, then you may remember us and you may declare, Father, this one is mine in the name of Jesus. Let's just close in this altar this morning. Hallelujah. There's coming a time when I want him to surely remember me. Woo, I want him to say, Father, I know that one. Amen. We've been walking together a long time. He's remembered me when it wasn't popular. Amen. He's obeyed me when it wasn't convenient. He walked with me. Amen. And he's kept my commandments. He's been obedient. Amen. Now, Lord, amen, it's going to be my pleasure to tell him, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Jesus remembered. Amen. When old Stephen is standing there, they throwing rocks at him. He's trying to wipe his life out. Amen. But behold, amen, I can tell you, maybe there's some bad things going on down here, but there's some wonderful things going on in heaven. Amen. Jesus is standing at the right hand of the throne of majesty. And old Stephen's face is lit up like an angel. Said, I see Jesus. He's standing up there. Amen. One of these days, amen, I'm going to try to ask old Brother Stephen, what was he saying to you, son? Amen. Hallelujah. Was he saying, just hold on. Just keep on being faithful. Amen. In a little while, amen, it ain't going to amen, it ain't going to matter anymore. Hello. Amen. Lord, you've been faithful, son. Amen. Come on home. Hallelujah. Amen. There's coming an hour. Amen. Not too long. Amen. From now. Could be before the sun sets today. Amen. I want to be faithful. Amen. I want to remember him. Amen. I think about how the state of a state we've gotten. Amen. That people don't even hardly know what Memorial Day is in our nation, remembering the fallen dead that have died to preserve the liberty. Our own former president didn't know the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Something's wrong with that. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. I read an article, a little picture a few days ago that showed the difference. Amen. Listen, amen. One who's serving is still in, amen, the uniform. One who's a veteran is one who used to be in the uniform. Amen. But the ones that we are worshiping, are honoring today, and as far as Memorial Day, is the ones who died in the uniform. My. Listen. The greatest veteran, the greatest, amen, one to ever die, amen, his name is Jesus. Amen, he died Amen for me. I said, He took my death. He took that which I could not handle. He, as that old story told you to tell for Brother, amen, for Brother Fields, He took my whipping from me. He took a whipping I couldn't take. Amen. He bore it on His own self. And I remember Him. I remember what He's done. I remember what He suffered. I remember, amen, that I owe Him everything. Amen. That I owe Him everything. All that I have, all that I am, all that I ever hope to attain in this world and out of this world is because of Him. And what He has done, I owe it all to Him. Every bit of it. Amen. You see, in remembrance, it produces real love. Out of that remembrance comes an adoration and affection. Amen. My. I remember. Amen. Aren't you glad that God remembers? You know what God don't remember? What God don't remember, He has chosen to deliberately forget. And that's repented of sin. He said, I will cast it as far as the east is from the west. Amen. Never to be remembered again. You see, I don't want my sin remembered. But I do want to be remembered of Him. And if I want to be remembered of God, then let me remember Him. Let me remember when the devil comes and says, you ought to just quit. You ought to just slack off. Let me remember Him. When He comes and says, you're laboring too hard. You're putting a, amen, you're not doing any good, no house, what He'll tell you. You might as well just go ahead and just throw in the towel. Let me remember Him. He didn't. I'm glad He kept on. He went all the way to Calvary. He finished the work that He came to do. One of the greatest things, greatest testimonies is in your Bible outside of Christ is of the Apostle Paul when he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. There is never a greater testimony outside of Christ than that right there. Henceforth, he says, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, whom the Lord, that righteous judge, shall give me on that day. And then he went on and said, and not to me only, but to everyone that loveth His appearing. Who are those, Brother Joe? Everyone that is remembering Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody need prayer before we close this service this morning? Amen. Remember our nation. Our nation stands in grave need of prayer. Amen. Remember the Christians around the world that are persecuted. The Bible commands us to do that. We never know when we are going to be in the same place that they're in. Amen. Let's stand across the house. Amen. Brother Ray, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer?